118 primary school head teachers have put their names to a letter saying they have no confidence in Suffolk County Council's ability to support school improvement. The letter is addressed to Sue Cook, the council's director for children and young people. It's been written in response to a series of warning notices that were sent out to schools by the authority. In the letter, the head teachers say they want urgent action taken to address the damage caused. Suffolk County Councillor Sonia Barker is the Labour Group spokeswoman on education. Earlier she told me the head teacher's concerns echoed her own party's.
Over the last 18 months since I've been elected and the Labour Party became the official opposition at Suffolk, we too have been challenging the administration on how they're going to deliver better educational standards across Suffolk. One of the problems is this whole concept of raising the bar, which I'm sure yourself at Radio Suffolk have heard of. It all sounds great, but if you were to ask at the school gate or a teacher or a head, you know, to identify one single thing as to how that is going to actually help and support young people at the moment, you would be hard-pushed to do so. And I think it's this lack of strategic overview that's caused the problem. The other thing that really concerned me was the lack of communication. Now, if you're going to change things, change management is a really hard act to pull off. If you're going to try and take people with you, you have to show vision, you have to set it out, and you have to communicate that clearly to people. Now, I just feel that Suffolk at the moment is obviously not winning heads round, and it's not giving this strategic overview, and it's not supporting them. So this is the anger, I think, expressed in the letter.
They've issued warning notices to school. They've sent every school a letter giving a red, amber, green rating. The council is trying to improve standards. Isn't the letter a bit of an overreaction?
No, because this has been rumbling on for over a year now. And I do think that what's happened is this whole concept of this raising the bar, which was the first idea, which sounds all very good, and it sounds like a sort of PR exercise on one level. One of the real concerns is that it's only now that they've actually started to put some flesh on the bones, if you like. Then these letters, sending out of these letters, it's the way it's done. It's maybe having to put it over in a clearer way. You've got to, the heads are there to deliver the results, and they need to be taken on board. I mean, I don't know if your listeners remember, but there have been one or two very critical Ofsted reports, and one of them said in one of the Ofsted reports that head teachers were feeling very, you know, very negative about the way that Suffolk was trying to improve things, and this letter really continues on in that vein.
So how do you think Suffolk County Council should respond?
I think what they need to do is to not sort of get a whole load of heads in and lecture them like, you know, as a former teacher. If you've got a group of people that you're trying to motivate and carry them along with you, you have to support them and you have to, yes, you have to lay down high standards, and there shouldn't be any compromise on that, but you've got to put it over in a way that gets them on your side rather than battling with them.
Do you think, Sue Cook, the council's director for children and young people, having lost the confidence of these head teachers, can she continue in her post?
Oh, that's a tough one to call. I think what she needs to do is to really start. I think she's going to have to meet with heads or really do, you know, she's going to have to build some bridges here. But there has been an administrative reorganisation within the county council since April of children and young people services with the view of improving things. But what we need to see is real engagement with heads and parents and children, because improving results is not just about teachers and heads. Yes, obviously they have the prime responsibility. It's also about communities, and it's about parents as well. You know, we're all responsible, in a way, for improving our young people's futures. It isn't just teachers and heads.
Sonia Barker, the Labour Group spokeswoman on education, speaking to me.